From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Republican Mitt Romney says that after considerable thought, he's decided to sit out next year's race for the Republican presidential nomination. Romney told supporters via conference call Friday that he wants to give someone else that opportunity.
I feel that it's critical that America elect a conservative leader to become our next president. You know that I wanted to be that president. But I do not want to make it more difficult for someone else to emerge who may have a better chance of becoming that president.
Some of Romney's former major donors recently announced their support for a possible presidential bid by former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, and Florida Senator Mark Rubio have all indicated that they may also enter the race. The Obama administration is criticizing Israel's plans to build hundreds of new homes and settlements on the West Bank. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, White House officials consider the proposal illegitimate and counterproductive.
Israel's government is asking contractors to submit proposals for 450 new homes on West Bank territory captured in the 1967 war, land the Palestinians view as part of their future state. The Obama administration has routinely discouraged Israel from expanding West Bank settlements. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the administration has deep concerns about these latest building proposals.
They will have detrimental impacts on the ground, inflame already heightened tensions with the Palestinians, and further isolate the Israelis internationally.
Announcement of the building plan comes a month and a half before the Israeli election, in which Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is seeking a fourth term. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Canadian government has introduced new legislation that's designed to beef up the country's anti-terror laws. Dan Karpinchuk reports the proposed new laws would expand powers for the country's law enforcement and spy agency.
The boost to the Canadian Security Intelligence Service would include more power to derail a suspected extremist travel plans, disrupt bank transactions, and secretly interfere with radical websites. Under the proposed law, police would be better able to restrict a terror suspect's movements and would be able to hold a suspect in custody for a longer period. It would also allow a judge to order the removal of terrorist propaganda from the internet, and it would make it a criminal offense to encourage a terrorist attack on Canada. The government would also have greater authority to classify information. The proposed law comes in the wake of two extremist attacks against Canadian military personnel in Canada in October. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Federal judge in Virginia is expressing skepticism about the constitutionality of the government's no-fly list. The government has been trying to get a lawsuit challenging the list tossed out for the last 4 years. This is NPR News. Jurors in a case alleging a design flaw led to a fatal crash involving a 1996 Toyota Camry has gone home for the weekend. The driver was convicted for the crash and spent 2.5 years in prison before he was released after reports suggested that some Toyota cars had sudden acceleration problems. At the Australian Open Tennis Tournament, world number one, Novak Djokovic has beaten defending champ Stan Wawrinka to claim the last spot at this weekend's finals. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, Djokovic will be chasing a record fifth Australian Open title.
The last two times Stan Wawrinka and four-time champion Novak Djokovic faced each other at the Australian Open, it turned into a five-set marathon, and this match was no different. Djokovic jumped out to an early lead, taking the first set, but the usually inexhaustible serve was clearly lacking energy, and Wawrinka was able to take things to two sets all before his errors got the better of him and Djokovic took the deciding fifth set 6-love. Djokovic admits he was struggling in the match.
The level of performance was not where I wanted it to be. But nothing that will worry me. You know, I'm sure that I'll be fit and ready for finals.
Djokovic will face Britain's Andy Murray in Sunday's final. They've met in the finals two times before, and Djokovic has won both of them. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the New England Patriots could face increased penalties if a league investigation finds rules violations linked to the scandal over deflated footballs used in the AFC Championship. The Patriots meet Seattle in Sunday's Super Bowl. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support